A Nashville nonprofit that helps vulnerable youth has added basic personal finance to its list of classes. Teens at the Oasis Center are taught topics like opening a bank account and the pros and cons of investing. This summer, some of the students from the first class also tried to help their peers learn how to budget. WPLN's Natasha Sinyanovich has the story.
Derek Nicholson grew up in the public housing complex next to the Oasis Center. He says financial planning was not something his family ever discussed. So the 18-year-old, who's also been on the mayor's youth council, jumped at the chance to sign up for the new class.
A big goal of mine is financial freedom. That's why I'm here. It's because I feel like nobody taught me any of this. If I wasn't here, like I wouldn't be knowing. Like I wouldn't know any of the stuff that I do.
Financial freedom comes from financial literacy, says Lethia Sweat Mann of First Tennessee Bank. She was one of the teachers of the 6-part course at Oasis, where she spoke to the group of teens about things like investment choices.
So if your money is invested in the stock market, it's a little more risky, but there's also the opportunity for greater return.
Mann was brought to Oasis by Brandon Hill, the center's community engagement coordinator. He says attaining financial freedom, however, isn't always straightforward. He saw some in the class really struggle to understand just the concept of expendable income.
Those are the type of big aha moments that come out of these sessions that I wish people could see. I think it would change the way we think about how we support young people and the ways we go about doing these types of initiatives.
Another young person who says she was changed by the class is Kaylina Reinhardt. The recent high school graduate says learning to open her own savings account and not rely on her family for money was a huge relief.
My question of the day is like, what are we having for breakfast? Oh, a piece of bread? Okay, because no one went grocery shopping. And like, I just feel like I grew as a person because now I know so much about like financials and like how to work a proper budget. And it comes in handy for like applying for scholarships.
Reinhardt and Nicholson, who head to Austin Peay University this fall, both took summer jobs through Opportunity Now, a program for Nashville youth run by the mayor's office. And they were among 4 recruited from the Oasis class to also work as financial peer coaches. They were paired up with even younger members of another Opportunity Now jobs program. They would check in with the kids to see if they were putting aside 5% of their paychecks into savings, as recommended, and if not, what was getting in the way. Before she started calling the kids assigned to her, Reinhardt said she liked how adults were removed from this dynamic, which is the point.
I feel like teens, it's hard when it's coming from an adult to kind of pressure you and be like, oh, hey, did you do this? Some people can find it kind of annoying. So if it comes from someone that's more in like your age range, it can like kind of be better.
But the reality ended up being a little different. Reinhardt and Nicholson were initially shocked to find out the younger kids consider them adults, calling them ma'am and sir. They did make more headway after tweaking the script. This was from the original.
Throughout this experience, I'll be contacting you to provide you with information and encouragement that you need to help you reach your goals that you have established in your first counseling session.
Definitely not written by someone their age. But Derek Nicholson says many of the young teens he talked to eventually did grasp the value of long-term budgeting. Though he thinks the most important part of financial coaching is simply providing reality checks. Like to one girl, who initially wanted to save just $50 for the entire summer.
And I asked her what was she intending to buy with the $50, and she said clothes and shoes. And then I told her, I'm like, well, in reality, like, a pair of shoes are $50. Like, they're more than $50.
Nicholson says that's how financial freedom grows, from the small scale to the large. The more he knows, the bigger his goals are getting. One of his first after college, he says, is to create more programs that help youth like himself rise from poverty. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Natasha Sinyanovich.